Hey, Arizona guy, good to hear from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another delicious hour on radio. Matt Russell broadcasting live. Now, listen, I know you've been very patient. You've been hearing our sponsors' commercials play for the last, 12 minutes or so. But anyway, we've had some technical difficulties at our live remote today, but all is well, fellow foodies, let me assure you. And you know why all is well? Because we are broadcasting live from the Viva La Local Food Festival at Rialto Park. We've been here all day long, literally surrounded by some of the great chefs and mixologists and sommeliers. Some of the best local bands have been here, and we are going to be celebrating what local means to us here in Southern Arizona. What's at the center of the plate, what's in the glass, and we're doing it all against the backdrop of this amazing biannual food festival. Again, Rialto Park, Viva La Local Food Festival. We are just getting underway. Now, as we look to who is occupying our celebrity co-host seat, this is his On the Menu Live debut. This is a major milestone in my broadcast career because it's not every day that you can bring on the show Arizona's only certified sommelier and working magician, Magic Kenny Bang Bang is here.
Thank you very much, Matt. I appreciate it.
I just want to be you for like a weekend.
It's just a self-proclaimed title. I wear many hats. You know, it's all about selling myself. I say that I play the role of Magic Kenny Bang Bang.
Well, Magic Kenny Bang Bang is a media maven mogul. I mean, you are just all over the landscape.
Well, thank you.
Wherever there's a great glass of wine, a great cocktail, a great meal, you're generally at the center of it. Now, you say you wear many hats, but frankly, I think I've only seen you wear one hat ever.
Okay.
Tell us about the hat that you donned. And I think every time I've seen you at these great wine festivals pouring wine, you've got a hat that you wear that looks like...
The cowboy hat with a rattlesnake on it?
There's a rattlesnake on the cowboy hat.
And I'd like to say that I did happen to shoot that rattlesnake in my backyard to prevent my little doggy from getting bit. In fact, it's here, and I'm not wearing it right now because I've got the headphone set. But we like to do something for you. The reason I shot this snake was to prevent my dog from getting bit. But when I did, there was a little rabbit lodged inside the snake's belly, and it haunts the hat to this day, Matt. Check it out. That little rabbit. Hold on.
The rabbit haunts
the hat. Hold on. Wait. There we go. There's the snake's mouth. My stars. I'll tell you what.
Magic is at the core of everything you do now. In addition to being at all the great wine events, doing your sommelier duties, you're a working magician. You've got magic gigs all across Southern Arizona.
I'm an ordained minister as well as a male stripper. And I like to say that I'm like a Romanian gypsy. You know, I carved a nice livelihood out for myself, but I hustle like 12 jobs. So
we're talking to Magic Kenny Bang Bang. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour here at Viva La Local Food Festival. Now, every time I see you at these wine festivals, you're pouring something different. And you are a certified sommelier.
That is
so
correct.
How did you get into this business originally?
Basically to class up my day drinking. Now, I got into it. I got the bug at a very young age. I was 21, and I was working at Club Med in Colorado.
Wow.
And one of the – this is back in the 90s. This is back in the 90s. What we would do as part of our side work, and it's totally illegal now, we would dump the house wine into this big trash can. And our side work was, because if you were a Club Med guest, you would get free wine and free draft beer. But it was house wine. So we would dump it into this giant trash can in 1991 and then take the empty bottle and submerge it and put the cork back in. Now, I would take these home, and they were disgusting. You know, they were oxidized.
Right.
There was all these full, and I would just harsh through them because it was, I was like, I got free wine. But then I started... I worked at some better restaurants, and I got the buzz for red wine. I'm like, wow, it really is not a terrible product.
Right.
It's not this swill that I've been drinking, from Club Med. So I got the buzz, and I've been, it's been my passion for over 20 years now, studying wine and learning wine.
I love it. Now, is the certification process for a somm as intense as I've heard that it is?
It's pretty brutal. I definitely did a full year training beforehand, and I trained under Laura Williamson, who owned Vintable. You know her.
Master,
she's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's in Manhattan now. Still a good friend of mine. But I trained under her tutelage, and I got to taste some of the great wines and really break that down. So, the pass-fail rate, I believe, is I think 60% fail the first time.
Wow.
So I passed it. You know,
nice.
And
of course.
Was counting on me because, you know, I was one of her star pupils. But, you know, it was a great experience, and I did that in 2006. But it is pretty rigorous because, you know, there's several parts to it. The most strenuous part is you have to pour champagne for a master sommelier while he hits you with a barrage of questions. Like, I'm having duck confit with a pickled pepper sauce with a Captain Crunch chutney. What would you pair with it? I mean, like, terrifying questions, you know, something like that. It was, you know, but it was fun, and, you know, obviously I passed, and I was quite relieved.
Well, don't discount the magic of a Captain Crunch chutney.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it brings a whole new layer of interest and intrigue to any dish.
Yes.
Now, so you have the opportunity to pour wines from some of the great producers, both here locally and across the winemaking
regions.
But you got to a point in your own career where you said, you know what, I think I might want to have a hand at doing my own wine
thing.
That
is correct.
Now, when did that happen?
That happened kind of recently. I work for Edible Baja Arizona magazine as well,
right
as you
on.
Know, selling ad. And I got a really good working relationship with all of the Arizona wineries. And I've just fallen in love with our terroir, you know. Talk about supporting local.
Mm.
So I've been working with one winery in particular, the winery Golden Rule Vineyards down in Wilcox. And they said, you know, we really appreciate what you're doing. Would you be interested in doing your own custom blend? And of course, I said yes. So, you know, I sampled through all their varietals, and I had local artist Danny Martin do the little prospector. This is the lucky prospector we're looking at.
Oh, I love that. We're going to take photos of this and put it up on our Facebook
sure.
page so everybody can take a look
yeah.
at this. And I only wish they were sitting here at this broadcast enjoying wine with us.
Exactly. But it's a Sangiovese Syrah blend. It's vibrant acidity. It's got that soft, supple, feminine structure, bursting raspberry finish. Just a really beautiful, elegant wine.
And for your first wine out of the bottle, this was the one that has the inspiration coming from Magic Kenny Bang Bang himself. What is it about these varietals that attracted you to really, you know, have this be your first sort of coming out party as a winemaker in your own right?
That's a great question. It's really the varietals that do the best in Arizona. I think we do, because our terroir is similar to parts of Italy, like the region of Chianti. Sangiovese is so beautiful in southern Arizona. So I gravitated to that. It flourishes. It's an elegant grape. And then Syrah is a workhorse. You know, it can take a lot of sun. It can take a lot of heat. And it's got some good backbone. I mean, that's what I'm drinking right now. So it's got
you're
a little
drinking.
Bit of, yes.
You're drinking on this show.
I'm drinking on the show.
Well, it's a food and wine show. So no,
oh good, oh good. I thought I was in trouble.
No.
I mean, I'm just smelling it. I don't know. So.
And so great wine for this time of year too. I mean, here we are, 82 degrees, just beautiful.
Yeah.
We're actually going to be doing a little tasting a little bit later
we
on
are.
In the show of this, and we're actually going to get a little story about Yacht Rock from you a little bit later
absolutely.
On in the show.
And the next wine that we launched that I worked with Jared coming up with this blend. So we'll discuss that at length in our next segment, I
great.
Guess.
Great. Yeah, Derek, at Edible Baja, Arizona. Jared is an amazing guy. You know, he's been on the show several
awesome.
Times. I think one of the greatest publications I've ever had
absolutely.
A chance to read. And, in fact, when you think about the whole spectrum of edible magazines across the country, isn't Edible Baja, Arizona's the biggest?
It's the biggest
in the
one
entire
in
nation?
Nation? Yeah, we've grown faster, and we have more pages than any other one in the nation. Because we just, you know, it's such a fast, it's so exciting, too, because our magazine, we have our own, you know, whole food thing going on here in Arizona that's amazing, you know, that's and especially in the southern Arizona, that's not like anywhere else in the U.S.
Right.
And we really celebrate that, and people support that, and they really support local, and our magazine screams local. And Jared's it's a pleasure to work with Jared Doug Biggers, you know, Jared's been one of my best friends for 10 years, so. It's basically just like working with my best friend.
Oh,
you know, it's
I love
so much
it.
Fun. It's not even work, you know.
So how can people find you online? How can people get to know you a little bit better?
Sure.
How can they find out where you're going to be in the community?
Facebook is the easiest way right now. I post all my events. So if you do, you know, look up Magic Kenny Bang Bang Stewart. That's who I am.
Oh, so is there another Magic Kenny Bang Bang somewhere without the Stewart?
There's no, but that's my last name. That's what I'm under. So
Kenny Stewart,
yes.
Magic Kenny Bang Bang.
Exactly.
Arizona's only certified sommelier and working magician
yes.
is our celebrity co-host here for the full hour. Thanks for hanging out with us.
I love being here.
The show
thank
is
you,
only just begun. We're going to be talking to a lot of other folks here in the community that are making news on the food side, of the cocktail side, and the wine side. But we do have to take a quick commercial break
sure.
and thank a couple of sponsors. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about a great event that gives you the opportunity opportunity to have a world-class culinary and cocktail experience, all while supporting a great cause. It's Dine Out for Safety, and Christine Welter Hall is going to be sitting down with us and talking all about it. It's happening Wednesday, April the 22nd. All the details are coming here, so we want all of you to stick around. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. We all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home. In your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210, live from Rialto Park at the third Viva La Local Food Festival, surrounded by beauty at the center of the plate, at the middle of a glass. And of course, speaking of beauty, here he is, our celebrity co-host, back with us again, Magic Eddie Bang Bang.
Thank you so much.
Always
appreciate
a party
it.
When you're in the room.
I try to keep Tucson fun.
Never a shortage of fun when you're around. But anyway, we talked a little bit about this great event coming up here. Before our commercial break, it's Dine Out for Safety, and here to give us all the delicious details on this great event is our good friend Christine Welter Hall. Christine, how are you?
I'm great. How could you not be great at an event like this? Beautiful weather, funny people, wine sitting right in front of me, great company.
That's how we roll. Mm-hmm. You know, awesome. Good wine, good conversation, great music, and we're here just celebrating local.
That's right.
And there's some local folks that we're actually going to be celebrating along with you on Wednesday, April the 22nd. It's something called Dine Out for Safety, and we're going to be talking to one of the participating restaurateurs here in just a couple of minutes. But Christine, give us a sense of what this whole event is all about.
Absolutely. Dine Out for Safety is in its 19th year.
Wow.
So Tucson loves it.
Excellent.
It's a day where local only restaurants participate and donate a portion up to 20% of the proceeds from breakfast, lunch, and or dinner, depending on the restaurant, to support survivors of sexual violence. So these are folks who have been victims of rape, sexual harassment, sexual violence, and come to the Southern Arizona Center Against Sexual Assault to seek healing, to seek support in their crisis moments. We provide a 24-hour crisis hotline in English and in Spanish, and meet folks at the hospital to do what a lot of people know as a rape kit or the forensic exam, which is really important, and provide advocates. A lot of times, if you are a victim of a sexual assault, you don't know what's next. You're scared. You've been told that nobody's going to believe you, that you should be afraid. And that is not true. People will believe you. And at Sacasa, we do believe you, and we have advocates there to help you. And then for the longer lasting mental health effects, we have mental health counseling for these survivors. So it's really, really wonderful that so many, this year we have 24 restaurant locations participating to donate proceeds to support these survivors and the services at Sacasa.
And Sacasa, what a great organization doing such, you know, worthwhile work in this community, really helping individuals and families that are, you know, struggling with these issues. And really giving the opportunity for people that love great food and drink like I do, Magic Kenny Bang Bang does, to feel good about this, to go out into the community, support our local restaurants, and have, like I said, an amazing culinary and cocktail experience, all while supporting Sacasa, and knowing that there are restaurateurs in Tucson like Sam Malboy, our next guest, who have said yes to Sacasa. You know, and there are so many requests coming to restaurateurs, you know, Sam is one of the most philanthropic, service-minded restaurateurs in this town. He runs Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue, and he's my good friend, Sam Malboy. Sam, how are you doing, man?
Good, man. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, so tell me, what is it about, I mean, why participate in something like Dine Out for Safety? Why does Mamas have to be involved?
Well, Dine Out for Safety has been around for years, and it's just a really great program, easy for restaurants and people to participate in, and it gets the funding right where it needs to go, not a lot of red tape, and it's something that anybody in the community can act on the 22nd and eat at any of these restaurants, and it's very little for you to do, and it makes a huge difference in our community year-round. So it's one day, one meal, and it makes a difference all year long.
I love how you say that one of the reasons that you're involved is because you're working with an organization where there's not a lot of red tape, where you take a look at all the money that goes to support the program. So, you know, this isn't, a huge suite on the 13th floor of a big, I mean, these are people that are taking the money that is donated to them and putting them right back into the programs that are impacting folks right here in our community. And that's what makes a difference for Mamas.
Makes a huge difference.
Barbecue is participating. Now, you're going to be giving a certain percentage off of your meals.
20%.
20%.
The restaurants on here are either giving from 5% up to 20%, or a specific plate when you go eat that night, or a specific part of their menu is going directly to the organization, directly to the victims.
Now, are you doing, that whole day? Is it going to be certain times of the day? So from open to close, all my... What? Now, I've lost count how many Mama's locations there are.
We've got four in
There's
Tucson,
four.
So wow. South, north, or central by the U of A. Stop in any of them from 10 in the morning till 3 in the morning. We'll
Please
be doing this
do.
Event.
What dish do you most recommend?
Oh, man, you got to get the Big Kahuna if it's your first time.
Yes, you do.
That's my plate.
I just had it. It's so good.
It's got that Kahlua pork, teriyaki beef, teriyaki chicken, and just have it with our homemade mac salad. It's delicious.
And the sauce on top. Oh, yeah.
The mac salad is like a mandatory element on the side of a mixed plate. Mama's
Absolutely.
Experience. Every time I go to Maui, I always go to the mixed plate places, and Sam and his team have really manifest authenticity in a big way. The mac salad is amazing. The kalua pork is fantastic.
The rice, but it's so good.
And I do frequently eat at Mama's on Speedway. I want the listeners that haven't eaten there yet to know what to get.
Kenny's a 2 a.m. guy.
And you're saying 20% of your profits is going right to Sacasa.
That's right.
Any other restaurants besides Mama's that are participating? I think said 20, 30 restaurants?
Absolutely. You've got the Gluten Girls Gourmet up on Oracle. We've got the Gotta Be Gluten on Pima. Mother Hubbard's great.
They're here today.
Delectables Feast. You've got Jackson Tavern, Kingfisher, Noble Hops, Poppy Kitchen, The Coronet, Vero, Moore, Cafe 54, Wilco, Froggenfurken, Bob Dobbs, Relish, Riley Craft, and even Yellow Brick Coffee if you go in and buy coffee that day.
Boy,
that's
awesome.
Tough choices.
I just want like a punch card. I want to start probably at Mother Hubbard's for breakfast, and I want to work my way around the community and think. And as much as I eat, I mean, think about how much money Sacasa is going to get with Magic Kenny Bang Bang and myself on
we'll
the
We'll see you there.
But anyway, all these great Tucson restaurants, you know, again, the Tucson Originals, such an important player here in this community.
Very supportive. Thank you so much, Sam.
And you can go out on. And I want you to eat out on April the 22nd. It's a wedding. And to go out and support Sacasa. Christine, you have our final word.
Yes, please go to www.dineoutforsafety.com to see all the participating restaurants and what meals they're participating in. Again, dineoutforsafety.org.
www.dineoutforsafety.org or com. You probably have them both.
That's right. We do.
Anyway, we're smart. Christine Welter Hall representing Sikasa with this great event, and one of the participating restaurateurs who has said yes to this community and to this, you know, so many organizations that do such great work. Sam Alboy from Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue. I can't thank you both enough for really doing the spirited work in this community that you do. And you know, I'm coming hungry on April 22nd. So be ready for me, Sam. Be ready. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank another couple sponsors. And then when we come back, fellow foodies, I want you to get ready because the new chef from the Flying V at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, he has come here with his entourage and he is about to get ready for his On the Menu Live debut. You do not want to miss one beat. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals Restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210. We are coming to you live from the third Viva La Local Food Festival at Rialto Park. I've been here since 8:30. We have been meeting so many great new foodies here, so many great new members of our listening audience, and just always a fun time catching up with our celebrity co-host. Magic Kenny Bang Bang is back with us.
It's a pleasure to be here, I'll tell you.
I mean, making your way through that glass of wine like a champion.
Oh, I know.
Again, I want to be you for just a day.
I'm just burning off a hangover, man.
I appreciate your honesty. Anyway, I just got word, Kenny, that there's a new chef over at the Flying V at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. Now, the Flying V has for years been high atop our favorite restaurants.
Absolutely.
In town. And I'm you know, selfishly speaking, I live a mile from the resort.
Oh, nice.
I go to the Lakeside Spa and work out every day. Can't you tell?
I can see. Yes.
Right. So
chiseled, man.
So I actually get chiseled. I actually get to see the front door of the Flying V every morning, and I just wish it was open for breakfast. But anyway, there's a new sheriff in town. There's a new chef here, and I wanted to have him on for his On the Menu Live debut to get a sense of what he's bringing to the Lowe's conversation at the center of the plate. And he's Chef Eric Sutter. Chef, how are you?
Very good. How's everybody today?
We're doing great. I tell you, people are raving about the, what is that, like a smoked brisket slider you have over there at the Lowe's booth back there?
Yes, that's what it is.
Unbelievable. I mean, the scent, the aroma coming off of that grill is just spectacular. And, you know, it's just three booths down from where we're broadcasting from.
Awesome.
So I think I had about nine of them. Now, before we talk about sort of your culinary journey, I got to say, Executive Chef Ken Harvey is sitting right here. Now, I got to ask you, was it part of your interview process? I mean, do you have to be an Iron Man to work for Ken Harvey? I mean, you know, the most physically fit chef in the entire galaxy. He's saying that, you know, he looks for physical fitness in his chefs.
Yes.
He does. Anyway, Chef, it's a privilege to have you here. So you've been on board at the Flying V for how long?
Since December 22nd.
Since December 22nd. And how are things going so far?
Very good. I've been very busy. Really getting some of my stuff in there. And just looking to start a new menu coming up May 12th. And
we got
Mother's Day coming up. Going to do a little plated brunch over there, and just getting excited to get my kind of food over there.
I love it. Okay, so are we breaking news? On May the 12th, you are rolling out a new menu.
Yes.
Okay, and you know, and I'm actually looking at the Yelp right now. Your guys got like a 5-star, 4.5-star, 353-something reviews. I mean, and I'm probably responsible for one or two of them. We love the Flying V, but when you change a menu, what does that mean? I mean, I got to tell you, I'm a little nervous. I'm nervous that the ribs might not be there anymore.
They're going to be there. That's a staple.
Oh, thank you, Chef.
That's never leaving.
So we're going to talk about the new menu here, but how did you get involved in the culinary arts? I mean, it's not like you wake up one day and say, I think I want to work for Lowe's and be executive chef here at the Flying V. How did your story begin?
I've always cooked for a long time since I was a little kid with my grandma and my mom. And then once I got a little older, I started working with my uncle over at the OK Corral over off Wrightstown.
Oh, yes.
Way back when.
Cool.
Yes, my office used to be right in that same building, right under the hind quarters of the cow on the roof.
Very good.
Yeah. So that started out early in your
life.
Yes. Yeah?
And then after that, I really got into it when I turned 19. I'm 19, and then I moved to Las Vegas, and I started working for Chef Emeril Lagasse at the Delmonico Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then after that, kind of came back here. I was the chef at North for a little while, back in 2004, 2007. Then I went back and I worked with Alex Strada at Marche Bacchus, and I just, every time I go somewhere new, I just keep, you know, learning more and getting more.
So these are big names, Chef,
yes,
that have been a part of your journey now, Chef Emeril Lagasse.
Yes.
I mean, my goodness, what was that like?
It was a lot of fun, you know. He's a real guy, a real nice guy. Exactly. Just nobody else in the kitchen can say that, I'll tell you. You don't want to run over that.
You don't want to make that mistake.
Exactly.
But here you are. You have ascended to this pinnacle moment in your career now at the Flying V. So for any of our listeners that might not have ever had the opportunity to enjoy the Flying V at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, talk a little bit about the concept there.
It's definitely like Southwest, a lot of big steaks, grilling, smoky, spicy, you know, a lot of tequila. You know, you got to have the tequila, right?
You've got a pretty impressive tequila selection.
Absolutely.
There. I mean, talk about needing a punch card. I like to bring in a tequila menu and just start at one end of the bar and work my way down.
Yeah.
But you say the ribs are not going to get off the menu.
No, of course not.
What is it about those ribs? And I've asked Chef Ken Harvey about this a number of times.
They are legendary.
What is it about those ribs that just make them such an iconic dish on the V's menu?
It's all in how you cook them, you know. You have to love it. You have to care for them. You know, it's a three-day process. You got to season them, rub them in, then you're going to sear them, and then you're going to cook them for like 6 hours at a low temperature.
Oh, yes.
With all the flavors and the chilies in there to really soak in all the flavor.
And it's just a beautiful dish. I mean, aesthetically, it's a gorgeous preparation. It's a gorgeous presentation.
Absolutely.
Maybe I should experience a couple more dishes on the menu. I don't know that I've ordered anything other than the ribs. But May 12th is coming up.
Yes.
You're going to be launching a new menu. Talk to us a little bit about what you have in mind.
Just a little more summer items. You know, we're going to go to more complex, more completed plates. I'm going to bring on a veal porterhouse, some Wagyu,
nice.
A little bit of Wagyu hanger steak, some different types of fish, a lump crab, chili relleno, things like that, a little more Latin Southwest style.
Oh, very nice. And where did that inspiration come? I mean, you're sort of leading this menu change. When you're thinking of Latin Southwest, how did that help to inspire this new menu?
Just a lot of local flavors, you know. You really want to get into the roasted chilies, the spiciness, the tequilas. You know, I use a lot of alcohol when I cook, definitely tequila. Yeah, but you're probably usually drinking it, not actually cooking with it, right?
Very little makes it into the dish.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a lot of deglazing and stuff like that, you know, and I just like to just incorporate a lot of Latin cuisine. I spent a lot of time in Mexico growing up, you know. So I really like to use that in my food.
You know, one of the things I love about Lowe's is, you know, of course, it is a big brand, you know, across the country.
Yes.
But it's part of the Lowe's spirit to really celebrate all that's local and to remember that there is a sense of place for Lowe's in all of the communities that you do business in. So for Lowe's to be a part of a local food festival says that you, as a brand, care very deeply about local tradition.
Absolutely. You know, we definitely want to do everything we can for local, especially Chef Kenny does a lot of a lot of charities, a lot of donations. You know, he works at the food bank almost every weekend. You know, he's always involved in that, definitely taking care of the local crowd.
I love it. Well, anyway, the time has come for us to say goodbye, but it's certainly not going to be our last conversation, but I have to ask you this. So I would imagine that you get to go home from time to time.
Every once in a while.
Okay, so when Chef Ken lets you go home, let's just say that you are down to one item in your home refrigerator. Everything else is gone, but you have to have one item in the home fridge. What is it, Chef?
Probably butter.
Butter.
Or bread, you know, something like that.
I thought it was a trick question. Look at a cat. I thought it was going to say creatine.
Bread and butter.
It absolutely. It goes with everything.
It goes with everything. You cannot, man cannot live without bread or butter.
Absolutely.
You heard it here first. We're talking to Chef Eric Sutter, the executive chef at the Flying V at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. It's a privilege to meet you, Chef, and I'm really looking forward to getting to know you a little bit more each and every time my family coach and dines at the Flying V. Thanks so much
Absolutely.
For joining us.
Thank you very much. Glad
nice
to be here.
You, Chef.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so Chef likes his bread and butter, Kenny.
I love it.
Jeez.
It's a staple.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break, thank another couple sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be doing some drinking with Magic Kenny Bang Bang.
Absolutely.
We're going to be hearing, we're going to be doing a little bit more magic. We're going to be doing a little bit of some Yacht Rock stories.
Absolutely.
And we're actually going to bring our good friend CJ Ham in on the next episode, who is going to be drinking with us, if he will allow us to libate him. You're listening to another Delicious Hour on Radio on Power Talk 1210. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
It is Matt Russell broadcasting live at Viva La Local Food Festival at Rialto Park. The end of a delicious day. We've had some amazing culinary experiences, amazing beer and wine experiences, and an amazing celebrity co-host experience, because you know you're having fun when the show goes by so fast, but it's only an hour show, but it always is a lot of fun when Chef Kenny... Chef Kenny. Magic Kenny Bang Bang. Are you a chef? I bet you're a chef too.
The only place I cook is in bed.
Not to mention all the ladies that are just standing around watching because how sexy Kenny is.
Hey, that's a familiar voice. CJ Ham is back with us.
Yes.
And you got a new, sort of a new gig since the last time you were on this show.
I do.
Let's talk about that.
I'm general managing Jackson's Tavern.
The new nice general job. Manager at Jackson's Tavern, Plaza
Absolutely.
Palomino, right across the street from McMahon's, and we gave away a Jackson Tavern gift card today.
I know.
I thought the lady was going to start weeping. She was so excited.
Well, she should be. We're doing great things over there, you know, change up a few things. Making it happen over
I love
there.
It.
Everybody
yeah.
that's coming in is loving it at this point.
Of course.
It's
well.
Clearly a success because I can tell by your watch. CJ, what are you rocking? That thing is baller. It's beautiful.
This is a Luxor Man Diamond Edition.
Wow,
oh.
that's awesome.
You can't get this unless you kill an old Italian from the 70s mafia.
Or if you're a magician, then I just steal it from you.
Can I move my chair away from Kenny
yeah,
Bang
right.
Bang?
No, he might move your chair away for you. And as long as I'm busting you out, you know, I got to say for all of our listeners, how many pairs of shoes do you own, CJ Ham?
Are we talking sneakers, dress shoes,
footwear,
or both?
Footwear,
probably 450.
450
wow.
pairs.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah, but don't ask about my 401k.
Okay, Magic Kenny Bang Bang.
I have a terribly juvenile idea of status symbols right. out there. Hey, you know?
Right. Hey, one of the things we do a lot of talk about wine, and we're going to continue our conversation about wine, but I ran into my good friend Eric Harding today at the Food Festival. He's the mixologist at PY Steakhouse at the Casino del Sol.
Oh, yeah.
And I
Eric's
love Eric because
awesome.
He made me my first Sazerac several years ago, and,
awesome
and I will
bartender.
Forever be grateful for that. He told me that the PY Steakhouse is going to be launching a brand new cocktail list, and he says if you love whiskey, then you're going to be in for a treat
if?
At
and
PY.
Speaking of magic,
what kind of question
Eric's
is
mixology is his. He actually is one of the few people that does the bar juggling, like a lot of that. He enters bar flair competitions.
Oh, so like the full on
in
Cruise.
Vegas. Unreal. I mean, as a magician, I like to see other performers, and he is incredible. So go there any given night when he's working. And he does stuff with flipping shakers and bottles.
Oh, I love that. I didn't even know that.
He's the only guy that's doing it, the only guy that's entering competitions in Las Vegas.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, killer stuff.
What a blessing that he's here.
Yeah.
And speaking also of magic, what is the trick behind your pocket square, good sir?
I hate to reveal secrets.
Don't. It's just looking sharp for those out there
that
have no visual to our audio.
Thank you. I wear them frequently.
And before we get to our wine conversation, we should also say this weekend is the Southern Arizona Wine Growers Festival.
Yes, it is.
Down at Keith Joshua in Sonoyta. And get this now, our good friend, Chef Jonathan Revis, actually won the People's Choice Award for Best
good
Chili last
mine.
Year. Yeah, Jonathan is a regular at Jackson Tavern with his lovely partner in Crime, Valerie Vineyard.
Val
is great.
Former Night on the Line.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
so absolutely. He's going to be defending his belt tomorrow down in Sonoyta. He's got a chili that he's put together called the Red Hot Chili Prepper.
Nice.
Which sort of goes with Jonathan. He says there's a little bit of kick to it, but not too hot for the timid eater.
It better be hot with that name,
yeah,
Jonathan.
We want everybody
kick
to go down.
Kick your game up, buddy.
Yeah.
Kick your game up.
We're rooting for Jonathan.
I want to sweat on that one.
We're rooting for him. So talk about – let's do a little wine tasting because I've shown remarkable restraint. I haven't had a drop.
Okay. So first thing we're tasting is the Golden Rule Vineyards. Golden Rule Vineyards, this is my first serious stab at winemaking. With the Golden Rule Vineyards winery. It's the Lucky Prospector. Local artist Danny Martin did the art of the little prospector with a gold tooth. It is a blend of 80% Sangiovese, 20% Syrah. It sort of has that soft, supple, feminine structure, bursting raspberry finish, vibrant acidity. I'm just trying to make it sexy. We're going to taste this. It's as I mentioned earlier, Sangiovese is a workhorse varietal. It's the main varietal of the region of Chianti in Italy. And Arizona terroir just lends itself so well because it's that arid climate. So give this a swirl and a sniffy sniff.
I'm sniffing with Magic Kenny Bango.
Yes,
again, another milestone in my broadcast career.
Anytime I see Kenny, I do a little sniff.
Okay, so this is the 70s. Wait, hold on.
Is there an appropriate toast? Is there an appropriate how do we give a salutation to this experience?
Chin don.
It's just slowing down because I lived in Ireland for a while. But anyways, I just like to when we're talking about this, 80% of taste is in the nose, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
So you really want to swirl that glass of wine and smell it and get your nose in there.
Right.
I will swirl my red solo cup of wine.
Yes, he's got a red solo cup. We have some wine. I should have brought a third wine glass. I apologize.
No, I'm not going to lie.
But it's not just any red solo cup.
I crashed the party. I don't even belong on air right now.
But no, we love that
but
you're
it
here.
Still tastes
but it's
fabulous.
Yeah, a lot of that cherry, those cherry notes in the nose.
Yes.
That like that dry, arid dirt, sort of that dusty, sweaty saddle, horse blanket.
You just said sweaty saddle. And you're right. You talk about terroir, I mean talk about there's dust in here, beautiful cherry notes, and it's right. It's soft, it's supple, and it's feminine. I'm okay with that,
ooh,
Kenny.
Playboy Radio.
I'm okay.
Well, as my goal to launch my own winery,
is spectacular.
This is phenomenal.
When I leave this earth someday, I want to make Arizona bigger than California, but less douchey. Can I say douchey?
You can say yes.
Okay, good.
As an Italian American, I can tell you that.
We're going to make Arizona bigger than California and cooler.
Less,
that's
much
our
cooler.
Goal. We're
right.
Do
less
it.
Exactly.
Nice. This is a phenomenal
wonderful
red.
Wine, a beautiful
so
color,
cheers.
Gorgeous
yes.
mouthfeel. And again, you're thinking about a day like this, you're thinking about this wonderful weather, enjoying it with people that you love, and this is a loving bunch.
Oh,
this is a circle
yes.
of love.
Absolutely.
A beautiful wine. So now, is this wine available
this
to our listeners?
Available to our listeners. I have it at mostly just local places, ladies and gentlemen. I have it at the Co-op, I have it at Tap and Bottle, and I have it at McGee Road Liquor.
Tap and Bottle, great.
Great place. Yeah.
Great place.
I actually bartend there every Tuesday night. So if the folks out there, listeners out there, want to see some magic and meet Magic Kenny Bang Bang, I'm there every Tuesday night from 5 to
7. And why would they not?
The Golden Rule Vineyards, Cochise County. This is the lucky prospector.
And I do this by the glass for $5 every Tuesday night.
You've got to be kidding
me. Ganga.
Yeah, it's killer.
This is a phenomenal wine.
This is a beautiful wine.
I know some red wine.
So we're going to go from wine to magic and then back to wine. So when you're thinking, how do you prepare a magic trick for our listeners? I mean, are they just going to trust that the bunny rabbit appeared, or
Normally I would have a call in. I would do something like that. But this time for our radio listeners, I'm just going to take a poll, and you're going to have to describe what's happening. I'm going to take a poll and see if everyone's liking what they're seeing. Hold on, wait a minute. I figure our radio listeners would like this because I just appeared an 8-foot pole.
An eight-foot pole out of a two-foot bag.
That happens every time I take my pants.
He literally took a pole. Okay, now I just have to ask you, how did you do that?
I can't reveal my secrets. Come on, man. This is fun. We're having fun here.
An eight-foot pole. So where do we go from here? So this is a gorgeous place to begin the tasting, but you've got some other things you'd like to present.
Well, we're gonna switch it up, and we want to talk about, you know, obviously we mentioned earlier, me and Jared's relationship as best friends and co-workers. 5 years ago, Jared and I were talking one night, and we talked about all the music that we loved growing up as kids, and it was those really terrible 70s soft rock hits from bands like Steely Dan, Hall & Oates, Toto, like all the stuff.
I'm not even mad at that.
No, we hated it when we were growing up, but we were so fond and reminiscent of it. You know, Jared said, we should have a party where we just play this music and make everyone dress up in 70s attire and nautical attire. I was like, that's genius. So I hosted the first one. And 500 people showed up at my house.
At your house?
Yes, and it was crazy. It was out of control. You know,
I'm very upset I didn't get the invite.
It was 5 years ago.
Clearly, it was a misunderstanding.
Yeah, I was still alive 5 years ago.
Yes.
Kenny, All right, just so you know.
Well, you're getting the invite for the one up and coming.
Okay,
but anyways,
good.
It's evolved to the degree where, you know, we hosted at La Cocina. And this year, it's our fifth year doing this. The first half is going to be held at Mocha. And we're going
to—I think they're
bringing in a swimming pool, and they're going to just do the. We're going to feature the wine that we're doing a wine release around this.
A wine swimming pool.
They're bringing in a swimming pool.
I'm diving in head first, baby.
There won't be wine in there, so.
And I'm not even a diver, and I will dive in head first.
But then we're moving to La Cocina, where it's been traditionally held for the past 4 years, and we have a boat photo booth. It's 5 hours to get in. We just ask that you dress, you know, either nautical or 70s.
Right.
And
I got both.
I'm ready.
Got both. So do I, yes. But so Jared and I were so excited about this that we decided to come out with our own label for this release. So we did a 50-case run.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a blend of Sauvignon Blanc, Sivillon, Chardonnay, and Viognier. We're going to taste it on its own.
Beautiful.
But then we're going to taste how it's meant to be consumed. And we'll get to that in a
second. We're going to get to that.
Pour this over. You guys ready?
I'm ready. Okay. I've never been more Kenny Bang Bang. And it wouldn't be inappropriate to have a little bit of the prospector still left in the glass.
Oh, yeah, you know. It keeps you alive.
All right, here we
Let's
go.
Let's be honest. There's no dishwasher
okay.
here.
So this is
Let's
a gorgeous blend. Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon, Chardonnay, and Viognier.
Yes.
So I'm already beginning to think about sort of the profile. And again, just like the red, we want to get right up and close and personal with this wine.
Oh, we're supposed to be fancy.
Hazelnut, honey.
Melon. I'm getting some melon on the nose. Oh.
A little bit of like white grapefruit.
Okay, here we go.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, Kenny strikes
As
again.
The free gourmet girls drives by in their Volvo.
I love that. Yes.
Yes.
How awesome is
that? I love that it's live,
dude. This event is just so awesome because everybody's here.
Okay, so
now the way it's so Jared and I, you know, and my whole approach with wine when I got into the industry 20 years ago, it was really it was a luxury beverage, and it was sort of, you know, a privileged industry. And I remember having an older gentleman saying, you know, I had hair down on my butt. And he said, you don't belong in this industry. And I remember, you know, like Spider-Man, I said, someday I'm going to use my powers for good. And I wanted to be approachable. And saying this to Jared, you know, I said, you know, The 1970s were all about white wine spritzers.
So let's spritzers. I have a bunch of ads from Long Island. And
here we go.
They come around. They all want white wine spritzers.
Yeah, exactly.
White wine spritzers.
So I said to Jared, I said, let's make a wine that really pairs well with club soda and lemon juice.
Wow, that is talented.
I mean, taking his certified sommelier skills to the next level.
Yes.
Okay, so we're
if you could actually pull that off, that's this, talent. Yes.
Okay,
well,
so
yeah, you can basically pull it off with any white wine. But yeah, I'm revealing secrets, but I'm pouring the white wine for you radio listeners.
And
I'm
he literally is bringing water, in mineral water, only the finest, about a 2-to-1, 3-to-1 ratio.
Yes, exactly.
Gorgeous.
Give me a half and a half.
Now the Red Solo Cup has context.
Yes,
that's
this
beverage. It does.
It's no longer a sad cowboy song.
I all of a sudden feel very in place.
A squeeze of lemon for all of us.
Okay.
A white wine
right in there. Okay, this is gorgeous. Yes. Okay, so let me just take a photo of this. This is going to be on our Facebook page. Let me just let's all get in together here.
You don't want my glass.
There we go. And saying we don't take it this seriously. Come on, we're having fun, and that's what it's about.
Perfect. Okay. Well, cheers, celebrating the 70s and all of us celebrating Yacht Rock.
So it's June 19th is the official Yacht Rock party. Jared and I only did a 50-case run of this particular wine, so it's going to go really quick. Right. We're going to retail it for under $15.
Unbelievable. How can you do – I mean, you're giving the people what they want.
Well, of course. Okay. People don't want to – you know, the top wine shop in Manhattan right now only sells – you know, the biggest sells are wines that are 25 and under. And I realize that in this industry, you know, especially in Tucson, I mean – you know, it's always feast or famine.
Right, right.
So
this is it.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so again, Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon, Chardonnay, Viognier,
yes,
mineral water.
And lemon.
And lemon.
We'll say it's a Myers lemon.
Okay.
Class it up,
ladies
and gentlemen.
It's become a craft beverage right before our very eyes. It's artisanal. And I don't know if the word artisanal and Magic Kenny have ever been used in the same sense before. Now, is there a name for this beverage?
This is the Yacht Rock White Wine Spritzer, the official one of
June. You gotta say Spritzer.
Spritzer.
Okay. Yeah.
Spritzer.
And June,
oh, yes,
and it's happening June 19th. And people, again, you talked about your Facebook page, Magic Kenny Bang Bang.
Yeah. I will
sure
come.
You'll be posting information about that.
Oh, absolutely.
And
I'll come straight from Kennedy Park's Juneteenth celebration.
Good job.
To your
yes.
event.
CJ, I better
absolutely.
See you. Awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'll go from OE 40s to White Wine Spritzer.
Now you
hey,
easy transition.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you, even though CJ, now that you're the general manager of Jackson Tavern, you still have maintained your writing. You're on the editorial committee with Tucson Foodie,
of course,
doing
yes.
all kinds of great stuff. Now you guys got something called Taco de Mayo coming
Taco
up.
Taco de Mayo.
What's
wow.
up? What's got?
That's
it's
awesome.
A month long promotion for the month of May. Obviously, thus the Mayo. We're gonna have anywhere between 10, 15, 20. Participating in taco shacks, Mexican restaurants,
nice.
Et cetera, et cetera. You go to these places, you patronize these places, you take a picture of your taco, you Instagram it with the hashtag Taco de Mayo 2015, you're entered into our contest.
Nice! Now, who are some of the participating restaurants in Taco de Mayo?
You know, Adam Learman, Tucson Foodie Mastermind, has the full list, but I know we got Reforma, we got Boca Tacos of Tequila, we got...
I think Finney's Landing.
Boca is one of my favorites. I love Maria.
Maria,
she's
awesome.
A rock star, isn't
best.
She?
She made a salsa. With
she makes salsa.
Well, she made a thin mint Girl Scout cookie salsa.
Dude, isn't she a salsa
blew my mind
whisperer?
Away. She, yeah, she is a salsa whisperer.
She
salsa
pulled it off.
Whisperer. She did, yeah.
She, only one person.
She's the only one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In fact, I think salsa whisperer is actually your term.
It might have been.
Nice.
Could have
yeah,
been.
Awesome.
So how can people you know, get on the bus? How can people learn more about Taco de Mayo?
The grand prize is two tickets to the grand prize party bus. And that's where... you get on the bus, we're drinking beer, and we're going in, we're stopping at taco places, and we're getting your tacos everywhere.
That's
and
awesome.
It doesn't even have to be a participating restaurant. We're taking you to taco places, participating or not, where we think you need to try this taco.
Nice.
And it's on Tucson Foodie.
CJ, what's your favorite taco in town?
My favorite taco in town? That's tough, because I tell you, Kenny, I swear to God, I am a very, very big foodie, and I love everything.
Sure.
And tacos are my favorite food to
eat. Let me ask you
really?
A more PC.
My favorite food.
How about I ask you, where do you
eat no.
Daily? You know, like
I'm still willing to answer your question. Okay, I want to preface it.
Sure.
By saying that tacos are my favorite food.
I never knew that. I never knew that until just now.
No,
yeah. That's awesome.
And I'm Italian American, East Coast family, but tacos are my favorite food. And there is a few that I could tell you because tacos are the most versatile dish you can have in this city, especially in this city. We're very lucky in Tucson.
Right on.
As taco lovers. And so I will take a taco fish.
Okay.
Fish taco. I will take a taquiera pico de gallo.
Yeah, right on.
Carne asada taco. Yeah. I will take a Juanito's taquiera. Juanito's al pastor taco.
Love that.
Listen to you.
Those are some of my favorites. But then I will, you know, I don't mind the Blanco tacos and tequila fancy taco. I'll go to Penco for a fancy taco.
Right on.
It's hard to say what my favorite taco is, but if I had to say unequivocally my favorite taco in town.
I'm excited.
I can't take it anymore.
Taquiera Juanito's al pastor.
There it is.
Oh, nice.
Taquiera Juanito's al pastor.
See, my guilty pleasure, the one that, like, my hangover recovery is at Anita Street.
Anita Street, of course.
But they do a chicharrone.
Chicharrone. That is a great taco. That's
it's
why
a hangover taco. I'm like, I feel like 100%.
And you know what? But also, in speaking with Boca and Maria, you know what the best thing for my hangover is?
What's that?
It's her, and I forgot the exact title, but it's the sliced ribeye, fried shrimp.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Fried egg taco at Boca.
I've had that. That is
Madonna mia.
Yeah, that is amazing. Yeah.
Okay, so let's open up the phones. Let's see if Ken has been brave enough to listen to the balance of this show.
sorry, I crashed.
No, we're good, man.
You're awesome.
You know,
this
we had some
great
technical difficulties going in, but I bet we've got a few listeners out there. We're going to be giving away. You know, let's talk. We talked about Jackson Tavern in honor of you, CJ Hamm,
yes,
being the new general manager at Jackson Tavern. It's going to be
move,
it's going to be
baby
our personal privilege to donate to
Case
our listener $100 gift certificate to Jackson Tavern. $100 we're giving to the first person that calls in with the right answer to this question. Now, there's a lot of things we can ask, but the time is running away, so I'm going to make it easy.
Just give me a question.
It's a number. Okay, so Viva La Local. We've been doing this event for, you know, some time. You know, that they do this every so often. We want to know how many Viva La Locals there have been. So this is the what Viva La Local. Is it the first? Is it the second? Is it the third? Is it the fourth? Is it the fifth? We want to know how many Viva La Locals have there been. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now. It's 750-7456. Again, 750-7456 for a chance to win a $100 gift card to experience Jackson Tavern and CJ Hamm for yourself.
Yeah.
Good luck, fellow
I'm
foodies. We'll be right back. We're taking your calls now.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com. If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Viva La Local, and the wheels have come off the bus. We are just surrounded by
five stars. All I got to say.
Magic Kenny Bang Bang, our celebrity co-host. You know, there's someone who thinks they know the answer to the question. Again, $100 gift card
awesome.
For Jackson Tavern. If you are the first person to call in with the right answer to this question, how many times has the Viva La Local Food Festival happened? We are on the What Viva La Local, and we're going to go to line one and see if Ron knows the answer to the question. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Hey, fine, thank you. My guess is
okay,
five.
So how many... Okay, he says five.
That is not correct.
Oh, that's the voice of Manish Shah.
Ooh,
that's
yes.
The co-executive director of Heirloom Farmers Market, executive producer of Viva La Local, Mr. Maya T himself. And he
and
said
he
five,
it,
and you said
Alex
not.
Trebek.
And
you
he,
are
yeah,
not correct.
You are not correct. Ron, I'm so sorry you are not, or Ken, I'm sorry you're not correct. That opens up a line, 750-7456. Again, 750-7456. We've not been doing this the fifth time. We've been doing it the what time? And let's give a little hint. It's less than five.
It's less than five.
750-7456. Again, $100 at Jackson Tavern if you were to call in with the right answer. But Manish Shah, here we are at the end of another amazing day.
I know. It's been fabulous, hasn't it?
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's been overwhelming. I mean, the weather was fantastic. The turnout was great. Everybody is just having a great time.
You know, we're talking.
I love what you do for the local community. You really raise the bar. It's
thank
awesome.
You. Thank you.
Absolutely.
It's exhausting, but thank you. You too, by the way. I've seen what you do for the local community. It's amazing as well.
You know, and I'm actually looking at Manish thinking it's amazing that he's still standing, but he's not. He's sitting.
That's right.
But anyway.
But I could stand if I had to.
And we had, you know, great food, great beverages. The music today was off the hook.
You know, every year gets a little bit better, and I think the music was amazing today, but the food, that's what struck me as I walked by every booth, and every time we do this, I won't tell you the number because there could be money on the line for somebody calling it in. However, every time we do this, it gets a little bit better, and today was really spectacular. The food that was being served, and I tried a lot of it, was really outstanding.
And nice. So what were the big headlines coming out of Viva La Local this time? I mean, you know, you've done this for, I keep wanting to give away the answer to the question.
No. I've done this,
you've done this a
few
times.
Yes, there you go.
What was it about this one? I mean, I think it just keeps getting better and better.
It becomes more comfortable. It's like so many of the things that we do, the festivals that we do, you now know, if you've come here before, what to expect. So you get a certain amount of crowd that's already wired, that's ready to go. They know they come to shop at the farmer's market. They come for the beers that are already here. They know some of the restaurant purveyors that are here, and they're already wired for sound, and it makes it so much easier for everybody. That includes the vendors. So sure. It gets a little easier, it gets a little bit more comfortable, and it just gets better and better.
Great.
What do you say, though, too, that we're finally getting into our society, that big box, the thing of the past, we're really about supporting local, and it's taken a long time. And I think even our snowbirds, I think everyone that's a certain age demographic, they get it.
Yeah, right on.
Like,
they are.
I mean, they get it, but I'll even cite my dad. Dad, if you're listening, I apologize. But, you know, he wants to go to Red Lobster once a month because, you know, he grew up with that in the 80s.
I know. And I'm I got that too. But
yeah, I so you understand.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, Dad, let's just support. And he gets it now, finally. You know, I think there's a certain embracement of people understanding that I get this now. I want to support local. Even an older clientele that grew up, you know, Midwest – That's a tough battle. But those that are coming out here, they get it, you know? It's awesome, yeah. And I love that.
You know what? Next time, can we take your dad to Kingfisher? Can we take your dad to Bluefin?
Let's do it online.
If your dad likes seafood, can we put him on the show for his first experience with real seafood?
Let's do it. That'd be awesome.
That would be fun. Okay, well, we got another caller who thinks he knows the answer to the question. We're going to go to line two and say hi to Tom. Tom, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay, we're doing great. We're enjoying white wine spritzers a la Magic Kenny Bang Bang and sitting here with Manish Shah, who is the guy behind all the magic here at the Viva La Local Food Festival. How many times have we done this event here in Southern Arizona, Tom?
Three.
He says three.
Woo!
He's right.
Okay.
Now, Tom, I need to make sure that you understand the magnitude of your impending good fortune. You are right, and you now are the holder of a $100 gift certificate for Jackson Tavern.
That's great. That is Tom Alfonso.
Try to contain your enthusiasm, Tom. anyway, thank you so much for listening, Tom. Thank you so much for calling. Now, don't go away, because Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to mail that gift card out to you in the mail. And let me tell you what, Tom, get ready. You're going to have an amazing experience at Jackson Tavern.
Jackson's awesome.
And I think we're going to spin the pot with something.
Tom Alfonso.
Yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
Know if you hear me that good.
Yeah, say it again, Tom.
I hear you.
Tom Alfonso.
Oh, it's Tom Alfonso.
There you
go. Of Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics.
Hey, Tom.
Okay.
Right. I know you, Tom.
All right, great.
What is this, rigged?
Long time and valued and beloved sponsor of this
Tom's
radio show.
Awesome.
Tom and Nancy were two of the first people that said yes to local food radio, and I mean this sincerely. And I have to give our listeners a heads up, because a week from today, we're actually going to be broadcasting live from St. Philip's Plaza.
Oh, nice.
Before the NOLA Nights event. I'm actually a judge at this event, so I love me some big city cuisine. So we're going to be doing that. Tom's our celebrity co-host. We're going to be learning all about what's happening on the Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere, along the olive oil spectrum. Talk about some trending balsamics. Anyway, Tom Alfonso, great to hear from you, and I'm really excited to be seeing you next Saturday.
All
Tom
right,
and I
I'm
did one of the best wine and olive oil pairings at Cata Venus. Remember that, Tom? It
you
was
can't
awesome.
Go wrong
I love
with
it.
That.
Exactly.
You can't go wrong. Beautiful. Tom, great to hear from you, my friend. I'll see you next Saturday.
All righty. See you then.
Boy, Tom and Nancy are going to have a good dinner at Jackson Tavern. It'll be a lot of fun.
That's exciting.
$100 to go a long way there.
What's that?
$100 to go a long way there.
$100. Seriously.
CJ brought in.
Okay, now let's just say, you know, we do have a couple more minutes because we earned some more time because of our technical difficulties. If there are any listeners that are still with us after the hour, since it's after 5
you're
o'clock,
out there listening.
If you're out there listening, we've got a wonderful moment of spontaneity that just happened. Now listen, callers, because you're going to have the opportunity to call in and win something that I think is really cool. Check it out.
This is what I've done in the past. I don't know if you're familiar with Rob Connolly, who owns the Curious Kumquat in Silver City, New Mexico.
Oh, it's awesome.
He is one of my favorite chefs. He does this traveling chef tour, and I started with him. It was a 10-course dinner where I paired 10 wines with his 10 courses of food.
Wow.
And I performed magic per course. And it was killer.
Oh,
I mean,
fun.
Yeah, it was $100 a head. You know, normally I charge, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, I charge a lot for my services.
As you should.
So what I am offering to you, if you want to do the food, if you want to do like a private home thing where you do 3, 5, 6 courses, I will supply the wine and I will perform magic. And normally this is a $500 value. I'm going to do it for free today.
What?
Well, maybe I'm drinking. I feel good. You know, white wine spritzers.
All around.
But yes, I'll tell you what. I will do this. I will come to your house if you want to do 3 to 5 courses. You get me, and I will supply the wine, and I will pair
them. The wine is included, Kenny?
The wine is included, because I work for a wholesale company,
right.
So of course.
Okay,
yeah.
So if you're listening and you want to host, I think probably one of the most...
This is the best prize I've ever heard on your show.
I love this.
Manish wants to win this.
Yes.
I was like, I'm going to leave right now and call in. I got to go.
Okay, so you put on the food. You know, you host the meal, however many courses you want to do.
Exactly.
And Kenny is going to supply all the wine.
For up to 50 people.
For up to 50 people.
Can't
oh
do
my
like
gosh!
300, so.
And a different magic experience with each course.
I'll turn a trick. for every course.
That's free.
That's free.
Okay.
All free.
So how do we give this away, Manish?
You guys got to come up with a question.
All right.
Come up with a Tucson local food question.
Okay. Let's
You're
do
on
it.
This, you guys are on the spot now.
I can't say this is an amazing, wonderful moment. Again, a spontaneity. Kenny's having some more wine. What else can he give away?
My soul, Satan.
You can stay as long as you want. What's a good question, Manish?
Man,
if we still have some listeners now, because it's after 5 o'clock.
Obscure Tucson question.
Wow.
Come on, Manish.
That's a rough one. Talk about coming out of the woodwork, huh?
I know. What would be a good question to ask?
You know, the flags are flying at half mast today. Now, this is kind of a out of there. Everybody has asked me today why the flags are flying at half mast.
Is it a Tucson question?
Do we know the?
It's an Arizona question.
Do we know? Do you know the answer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So that's a good question.
But it's kind of that's kind of obscure.
Well, you know, we'll see if there's any listeners who have who are bold and courageous enough to call in. So the flags are presented today at half mast, which means what? We're honoring
something happened.
Something happened
that caused us to do that.
That
today.
Is actually pausing and causing the flags to be lowered.
This
to
was
half-mast.
Like the big question for the day. I mean, I got hammered today.
And
this.
I was asked the question a million times at our booth that I couldn't tell you. Okay, so why are the flags at half-mast today? And again, if you call in and you're the first person with the right answer, you're going to have Magic Kenny Bang Bang
in your living room.
And his wine in your living room.
And I'll never be half-mast.
And I'll never be half-mast for this incredible magic pairing. With every course you provide, you're getting all of the wine and Kenny and the magic for free. 750-7456. 750-7456. Now, we're going to see if the phones are going to start ringing. I'm going to ask Mark back at the studio. Mark, can you give us a commercial break while we sort of gather our thoughts here, and we're going to take just about a minute break. We're going to come back and see if anyone in the audience knows the answer to the question. Again, 750-7456. Why are the flags at half mast today? Give us a call. We'll be right back.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210 with our celebrity co-host, Magic Kenny Bang Bang.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
And our co-executive director of Heirloom Farmers Market, executive producer, founder of Viva La Local Food Festival, and Mr. Maya T himself, Manish Shah. You look good, dude. Let me just say.
I feel good.
If I were you, after a day like this, I'd be down and out.
I may be down and out, but give me another 2 hours. I got about 2 hours left till we clean up.
This guy always gets the second one. He's coming to my wine tasting.
Yes, that's right.
Like this.
That's right. I have. You're
okay.
Right.
You're awesome.
Well, we got some callers that think they know the answer to the question. Again, the question is...
Say the question again. Manish, it's all you.
So why are the flags flying at half-mast in Arizona today?
And Kenny, what is the gift for the first person to call in with the right answer?
You win Magic Kenny Bang Bang for a sommelier magic dinner at your home.
All the wine.
The food, I supply the wine, and of course the magic.
And anything that happens thereafter.
And it's actually real magic. It's not just the magic of the wine. It's actually real magic.
Oh, yes. That's right.
That's the thing.
I mean, prestidigitation.
Yes.
Sleight of hands.
It is. It's amazing. And he is good. He's good.
Well, okay. We're going to go to line one and see if Kathleen knows the answer to the question. Hey, Kathleen, how are you?
Kathleen, you there? Hello?
Did we lose Kathleen? Okay, we're going to go to Ron on line two. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
Well... Okay, we want to know, why are the flags flying at half-mast, sir?
Yeah, because our first Hispanic governor in Arizona had just very recently died. He was 98 years old, and he had been residing out in California.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, you.
The power of Google. I am so proud.
Okay, Ron, you are correct. Governor Raul Castro passed away recently. He was darn near 100 years old.
Yes.
And the flags, as they should, are flying and paying respect at half-mast. Now, Ron?
Yes.
I don't know if you have any idea what you're in for.
And what you've won.
And what you've won.
You might
or maybe lost.
But anyway, you are going to make a whole lot of new friends. Now, don't go away. Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information. Magic Kenny Bang Bang is going to be in touch with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're going to put this together. Now, Ron, I love being a guest at events like this.
I can't imagine.
Actually, we should do the show from Ron's house.
Ron, can we
Ron
do that?
Where do you live, Ron?
Hey, I live up very close to Sabino High School.
Sabino High School. All right, he lives right near Sabino High School.
Do you want to do a radio show live at your house at dinner?
Road is the closest big streets.
Okay,
great. Canyon,
we're not coming there now. Don't worry, Ron.
Yeah, we're not on our way.
We're not.
But anyway, Ron, thank you so much for listening. Thanks so much for calling. This is going to be an amazing moment, the
it's
likes of
crazy,
which you have not ever seen. But anyway, thanks so much, and give all your information to Mark.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, wow.
That's going to be awesome.
That is going to be totally awesome.
When Ron has this dinner party, he's going to be the envy of all.
He's going to be stunned.
He's going to be totally stunned.
He's going to be blown away. I don't think he fully realizes the magnitude of what you just landed upon him.
Exactly. Manisha, final words tonight.
You know what? This is always great to be on your show. It's so great to have you here because it's the first time you've hung out in here.
Totally.
When we've done this, you know, totally full throttle. And it was great to have you. Great to have you MC. And actually, it was everybody. It was Magic Kenny. It was the whole tribe, the whole foodie tribe coming out here and throwing down, and it's just spectacular, isn't it?
You can find Manish Shah at Heirloom Farmers Market.
That's
Maya
right.
Tea, Viva La Local, wherever there's a great dish and a great drink around.
I should hope I was there.
You were there.
Right? Exactly. Isn't that the way it is? It's a quest, isn't it?
What do we need to know from you, Magic Kenny, before we say adieu?
I just want to say out there to our radio listeners that if you want to find me, Magic Kenny Bang Bang, obviously on Facebook, you want to hire me, I'm yours for the evening.
Oh, I like that. Yes.
So the
phone rings.
There you go.
Anyway, Magic Kenny Bang Bang, you've done good on your On the Menu Live debut.
Thank you.
I loved it. Thank you
you
so much
have me
to
back.
Both of you. Of course, I will have you back.
Nice.
What are you doing next Saturday? Anyway, if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Manish Shah and Magic Kenny Bang Bang reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5... 45? It's On the Menu Live.
Yeah.
Cheers. Have a great weekend. We will see you next time at Viva La Local. Take care.